Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In these podcasts, we're looking at background to the Gospel of Matthew. And today we're looking at what Matthew says about Jesus as King. Matthew makes it very clear that he considers Jesus to be David's son, in a sense, a king's son, in fact. The Magi in chapter 2 seek what? A king. And his kingdom in Matthew will be called the kingdom of the Son of Man. In fact, that phrase is found only in Matthew's gospel, the kingdom of the Son of Man. In chapter 13, the Son of Man will send out his angels and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. Matthew 16, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Chapter 19, verse 28, chapter 25, verse 31 and following, and many other passages indicate that to Matthew it was very clear that Jesus was a king. We're given a clear idea of who Matthew sees Jesus as by two phrases which, in a sense, bracket this gospel. At the beginning, in chapter 1, verse 23, we are told that this is Emmanuel, in other words, God with us. And at the end, what does Jesus say in chapter 28, verse 20? I am with you always. God with us. God with us. Jesus as King. King over his kingdom, which is now, but always shall be. The kingdom that has, if you like, a part of its presence in this world and part in the world to come. He is king, and that is who Matthew knows him to be. What does it mean to you that Jesus is king? It's a good topic to explore in our Bible studies. Why not study the book of Matthew and look at how Matthew shows us that Jesus is king? I think you'll find that very fruitful. Next time we'll go on to talk about Jesus as teacher. Until then, God bless you.